Hi, my name is Nangamso Ngangani. You are about to listen to an interview that I did with Amanda Lebenya, a physiotherapist here at Red Cross, about Physio Back Week.
In studio with me, I have Amanda Lebenya. She hails from Edugwa, a region that was previously known as the Transkei in Eastern Cape. In 2012, she got her matric at Hudson Park High School in East London. And in 2013, she was admitted at the University of Cape Town, where she completed her BSc physiotherapy degree. Currently, she is employed at Red Cross, where she is doing her community service year. Hello and welcome to RX Radio, Amanda.
Thank you.
What is a physiotherapist?
Okay, so a physiotherapist is a professional who is able to diagnose, assess, and treat health conditions. So to put this in more simpler terms, it is someone who's able to treat injuries, disabilities, and diseases using physical methods like exercise and other various soft tissue mobilization techniques. I won't go through the other soft tissue mobilization techniques because it's quite a lot. So we often spend a lot of time with our patients and caregivers giving advice and education to prevent these injuries from reoccurring, sometimes be it from a health disorder or from a movement dysfunction.
As a physiotherapist, what kind of work do you do at Red Cross?
Okay, so at Red Cross, we've got 8 physiotherapists working in various departments. We work with children with many forms of disabilities, and we help them reach their full potential during and post-recovery. So amongst the numerous things that we do, we also teach children to develop and learn to crawl, sit, and walk for those who are often here at hospital for a longer stay.
Why did you decide to become a physiotherapist?
That's an interesting question. I would say that I only discovered that I want to be a physiotherapist only in grade 12. In grade 11, I was still debating on either being a doctor or being a physio. So when I actually came to decide is when my friend kept on going to a physiotherapist for his sports injuries because he used to play rugby. And I got so fascinated by how he'd often come back feeling no pain and being given a lot of exercises to do at home, and that seemed to help him. So that sparked my interest. And also in first year, when I first came to varsity and I did my first year, I was quite confused as to what exactly a physiotherapist does, because what I thought was that the idea of physiotherapy was not being illustrated in my first year, but only in my third and fourth year during my practicals. That's when my love started to grow even more to become a physiotherapist.
Is there a specific reason that you work with kids?
So apart from my love for children, I love children a lot, and I am drawn to helping a child who can't help themselves. So last year I was doing my elective here at Red Cross for a period of 2 weeks, and I think that sparked the interest for me to work with children. And being here has been so amazing. And I think what I got from my elective year is nothing compared to what I'm experiencing now. I'm enjoying the environment. I'm enjoying the healthcare professionals. I'm enjoying the children. And I think also just that satisfaction when you see a child's eyes brighten up because now they can finally do something that they couldn't do, or they can finally do something that they used to do but cannot do it any longer because of their hospital stay. So I find it as a joy for me to work here. I think I'm the least stressed person at home because I'm always laughing or being entertained. And in cases where it's not so entertaining and maybe a child has gone home or passed on, I still find that satisfaction whereby I was able to be part of that growth, I was able to be part of that recovery and that rehabilitation. So being here has been amazing. And that's why I just chose Red Cross as my first point for ComServe.
What are your daily challenges as a physiotherapist?
Okay, so I think being in a government setting, where you're in a government hospital, I think the daily challenges is keeping up with the stats. Basically, to break it down for you, means that whenever I see you, I need to document that I have seen you and I've done X and Y and Z with you. So keeping up with the stats and then seeing the numerous patients that you have to see in a limited space of time. And you want to give out more, but your time is limited. And the stats work that comes with it is also a bit hectic, but, I mean, it's manageable. I wouldn't say we have too many challenges as physiotherapists, actually. There's eight of us. Yes, it's not a lot. People may think that it's a lot of us, but we are able to work well with each other. We have a good communication system. We understand each other. When one is free and one needs help, we often run to that one and help each other out. So my challenges are not so vast, really, to say.
Given that you are treating children, is there a difference when you are dealing with an adult patient, or is it all the same?
That's a very good question. And I think also a lot of people find it confusing that how can you treat children and then move over to treating adults. So children and adults are very different. They're very, very different. Body-wise, very different. You got small little children and then you get
big.
There we go. So your handling will change, okay? So with adults, you'll put in more force in doing certain things. With children, we will be more gentle, depending on what exactly you are doing. And I have found that children are more compliant to doing things that you say they must do if you put them in a specific
way.
In a specific way, that's it. So if I say to you, come, let's go enjoy, let's go play outside, let's go to the physio gym and go have fun, you're going to come.
Yeah.
But if I've got an adult who is, 60s, who is in pain, and I say, let's go to the physio gym, do you think they're going to come?
No.
So that's the difference. You guys are more compliant, more willing to play, more willing to engage. And you don't think of play as a form of exercise the way we do. So you find it enjoyable, and it's easy for children to participate in activities. I also mentioned earlier that I get home and I'm in a happy mood. I'm always happy. I'm always excited. When I come to work, I'm excited because the life that you guys bring towards people, it's amazing. When you come into a room, a child is smiling at you. You're not going to frown. You're going to be excited. You're going to smile back. So when I leave here, I leave with that sense of excitement, as well as joy, yes. So that's how I feel about children in terms of difference between adults and children.
What is a National Physio Back Week about?
So this is a week, a Physio Back Week that will be running from the 4th to the 8th of September in 2017. And in this week, we'll be advocating for safer streets for South Africans who use the streets to walk and run. So as physiotherapists, we often prescribe activities that involve children or adults to be outside and engage with the outside community. But of late, these activities are not so feasible because of the violence that's been going around in our communities. So what's basically is happening is that in this week also, we are also advocating to mothers as well as any caregiver that may be around, as well as children, promoting good back care. And also, the aim of this one is to prevent common back injuries.
What kind of things will you be doing this week, and how can staff and parents get involved?
So we've already kick-started this Physio Back Week early this morning. So we were at the trauma ward and then went up to S19 with Noli and Matt, Matt being my colleague in the physio department. And basically what we were doing is we're just going to these different wards and also the clinics, speaking to parents that are there and mothers that are, caregivers that are there, as well as the staff members, basically promoting what I just mentioned earlier about Physio Back Week and what we're all about. Okay, so we also did pop quizzes where we were asking the caregivers, workers, as well as mothers that were there, basically what they know about Back Week, what do they know about their own physiotherapists, what do we do. And also just to ask questions related to back injuries. What are the common back injuries that are there and what causes these back injuries? So that's what we've been doing. And we were giving them prizes, fun things to play with and to read. So, yeah, it's been a fun morning.
What advice do you have for caregivers, staff and children to keep fit and active?
Okay, so this also goes for you as well, so I'm glad that you're here. So one is to go for regular walks, okay? That's a standard. I mean, our bodies want to keep moving. They want to be, you know, liquidated and lubricated. That's the word I'm looking for, and moving. So basically, you want to take regular walks. Use stairs instead of lifts. Did you use a stair today? Or did you use a lift?
A lift.
Oh, no. Okay, so I'm really speaking to you now. Okay, so allow children to be more active. So children should run, jump, and be kids, you know, and not sit around and play video games. Because our world is changing. Yes, don't give me that look. Our world is changing. We're becoming more inclined to use technology. And children are playing less and less.
Yeah.
So we're trying for them now to go more outside and just to play in a more safer environment. So let children play under supervision. And also you can make it as a family thing where family members come in. It's more like a bond. You're playing together. It builds family relationships as well. And for those who prefer like working in a group, then you can join your local boot camp and then you can engage in that way.
Anything else you would like to share with us?
So, yes. Basically, it is a call out just to say, you know what, to mothers, to children, to any care worker, to health and health staff members, I'm saying back your back, okay? Basically meaning that preventing back injuries using the correct handling and lifting techniques. And the second call is more like on a national level where we need to work together as a community for safer streets for our children to play. And this can be done by approaching ward councillors, local sports clubs, to push for open, safe spaces like parks and sports fields. So children can't play safely outside anymore, and the excuses are too many dangers. So approach the police, your neighborhood watch, to help make children safe.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
And now listen to the following opinions about what the children and parents think a physiotherapist is, what they do at the hospital, what clothes they wear, and if they know who their personal physiotherapist is.
My name is Megan. I'm a fan of Smith. I'm a fan of him. What does this do? As a exercise in goodness. As a physio, it's a goodness. Was it blow clear and goodness? My name is Leicester. There is 20 physios in the hospital.
Hi, my name is Nangam Songangani. I'm 12 years old. I'm currently here in Red Cross in E2. A physio, it's a person that who stretches your bones, and if you're in a wheelchair, that makes you to walk. Yeah, that kind of stuff. There is physio for adults. Physio don't wear normal clothes. They wear uniforms. They wear light blue looking pants and tops. Yes, you should listen to your physio. I don't know how many physios are here in Red Cross, but I think there are more than you think.
My name is Ilya Katuri, and my age is 11 years old, and I'm pushing here in the Red Cross. I don't know what physio is. I think that helps the people or adults or children, help them through their stress, what they do, their pain, and how it helps them in their families and how it sorts matters out. Both children and adults go through sometimes emotional pain and that what happens in their family and other stuff. They give very good advice about how you should deal with problems instead of fighting and shouting and hurting other people.
My name is Akira Moss, and I'm 11 years old and I'm a patient at Red Cross Hospital. I don't know the name of my physical. I don't know what the physical looks like. They are 20. Physio. I haven't heard of physio back here.
My name is Tello. I'm 10 years old and I'm patient at Red Cross. I don't know who my physio is. A physio does play with balls. The big people also have physios. They wear navy blue and white. There's 6 physios at the hospital.
I'm David Stein. I live in Sevendeland. I'm at trauma because my daughter got knocked over by a car. A physio is somebody that takes care of your muscles to show you how to look after your muscles, how to stretch if you were in an accident or you got hurt at work. I don't know who my daughter's physio is.
My name is Annelien Muller. I live in Esterrand, in West Kaapland. Ek is eindelijk hier vir my dogter, omdat my dogter geval het van een swing af. En eindelijk wil ek ook meer weer hoor van die fysio's. Van die fysio's en hoe om te beheer in te neem wanneer jou rug seer is, hoe om iemand op te kan tel en I don't know who is a physio. I don't know. What physios we really?
Sister Boy in the trauma unit in Red Cross. And physiotherapy is for the treatment of also, I've seen they work, try to give the patients a fully rehabilitation of the body limbs, that is the legs and the arms.
So I'm Dr. Ferreira. I'm permanently based in the trauma unit at Red Cross Hospital. So a physiotherapist is a therapist, so they are part of the paramedical team and they deal with the physical part of the treatment. So to get the patient from our side in trauma, to get them up and going, mobilized, but then in the medical wards they will do also like just physio and all of that.
My name is Ospena Langwan. I'm here because my son dislocated his hand. From my opinion, a physio is where you can get exercising when something is not right on your body. So you must get physio so that it can help you to, if your hand is not working, if you do physio, it will help you quickly to use your hand. If you don't do physio, your hand will be like that for the rest of your life. I do not know who is physio is. I don't know how to recognize a physio.
Thank you for listening to our Physio Back Quick coverage. Look out for more clips here on the radio and check our social media for video clips on Back Quick. From myself, Nangamso Ngangani. Cheers, until next time.